Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. Welcome to today's podcast broadcast. We are going to talk about the point and the benefits of serving God when you're not sure what good will actually come of it. It's based on Malachi chapter 4, verse 14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept this ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? People can get to a place where they see the wicked getting good things or seemingly getting away with doing wrong, and then sometimes wonder where God is, because God is justice, or we hear that God is supposed to be justice, God is love, God is justice, you know that. And then they can't see the justice in that situation. Now, I don't want to ponder on all the possible wicked things that can go wrong or the things that can happen, because God ultimately states that we should overall focus on what's good and of good report in Philippians 4. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, aye, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So that's what we're commanded to do. That's from Philippians 4, 8. And so that's what I'll be doing overall. I'm not going to go into there for all the different kind of wicked things that can happen, but we'll read a little bit further on from Malachi and get the idea. And I'm sure you have a good idea yourself from your own life. Maybe you're questioning this right now. What is the point of serving God when all these things happen? And here's the background. And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So what it's ultimately saying here is that within time, this judgment won't wait. It won't wait forever to come. There will be a time where there will be a day of reckoning. There will be this discernment between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked will be treated as, in a way, where they'll just be tread down. They'll be a stubble, as it says here. And of course, the righteousness will arise with healing in their wings. And so there is a point to doing good. There is a point to serving God. And if you continue to serve God and faint not, good will come to you in the time. As it is said, and I want to find that piece of scripture, faint not. and let us not be weary in well doing. It's from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's the same even with this, with my podcast broadcast. Sometimes I feel like I really am ready and I really want to do a broadcast and I feel excited about it and great. And other times I'm just not sure what to talk about. Other times I just am looking for motivation to get on and to do it. And that's it. We shouldn't be weary in doing good. And I feel so much better. You know, now that I haven't been weary in doing good, I have continued to do good through doing the podcast broadcast today on this topic even. And I didn't even know where to start with it. I literally had to do my trust in God and just opening a part in the Bible, and that brought me to Malachi and just going with a particular number for the verse there. And I feel like it has really come full circle, like it is meant to be. Like, it started out as me not knowing and doing something which would otherwise seem random, but it's never random to God. God always knows what we need to look at and what we need to do. So although it seems random in the way that this topic was chosen, it really isn't at all, as it is really very much in the moment. And even when I consider myself and my motivation for continuing to do the podcast broadcast as well, we can see here how it's been important for me not to be weary in doing good and to continue on with it. I feel so much better now as a result, and for having got this broadcast out. And it's really helped to re-motivate me and to keep me in the path of continuing on and believing. Because now that, you know, not knowing that this is the way that I would feel once I had finished the broadcast today, now I know that it is. It's given me that step, that reassurance on the path, that if I keep just going with it, even although I can't see the end result can be really good, like it is just now, because I've finished it. So there we go. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we will get going, and please tune in again for the next podcast broadcast with Love Lighthouse. Thank you.